This is Jillian Simpson, and you're listening to Radio Unleashed on Bedford 105.1. Last Monday, February 18th, Bedford High School had an extended shelter in place, followed by an early dismissal for the students. Vice President Bob Jazokas sent an email to the student body the next day saying that another threat written in the bathroom caused the situation. However, sitting in class on Monday without knowing what was happening generated many rumors about the cause of this shelter in place. Senior Noel Damaris explains why this shelter in place was different than previous threats.
We weren't going outside where everyone was together. We were in separate classrooms. Everyone just seems to be a little more tense. No one really knew any actual facts. So I think that was just a little bit scarier. But I do understand why administration did that, because if they did tell us what was happening, then it could make everyone more nervous.
Senior Rosemary Marr comments on how she and her classmates feel about their safety amidst so many threats.
Unfortunately, it happens so often that our generation in general is just so desensitized to it. We get so many different threats of violence against the students that it's just so normal.
As a result of the threat and the events on Monday, new rules were introduced at BHS, where students must sign in at tables monitored by teachers in order to use the bathroom. Damaris shares what he believes the best solution to prevent further threats is.
I think we should reconsider cameras in the school because we can't go on like this. It's not everyone's fault. It's only the select few that have done these things. But we're all kind of having to suffer from it.
For Radio Unleashed, this is Jillian Simpson on Bedford 105.1. Tune in for more next week.